Here's your first homework assignment. I believe so strongly in this that I recommend that you not even move forward with day two's video lessons until you finish this homework assignment. If you get stuck, then review the next lesson, which has the solution to day one's homework. Find the part that's getting you stuck, get the solution to it, then stop that video and continue to struggle until you figure this out on your own to the extent that you possibly can. Okay? I think it's going to be easy based on the fact that we covered these topics very thoroughly in the previous videos that we covered today. Okay? But here's the scenario. You work for the Brahma Initiative, a university-sponsored, government-funded research project. It's a project that observes psychological behavior. At one of the Brahma Initiative's observation stations, there was an incident, if you will, a few years ago. Yada, yada, yada. Now, every 108 minutes, somebody has to type in a sequence of numbers into an antiquated computer terminal so that the world doesn't end. Now, it's difficult to recruit people to basically type in the number every 108 minutes. So we need you to build a mobile application that allows the operator to type in the special sequence of numbers on their phone as opposed to being on a station in Hawaii for years at a time, okay? So, silly example, but stick with me and just try to make this work, okay? So here's a prototype of the product that we want you to build. As you can see, we have a nice title for both the page and the product name. And so the user needs to type in a special sequence of numbers, and that sequence, as you may have guessed, is 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, and 42. And then they click the button. And if they successfully typed in the sequence of numbers correctly, exactly as I have displayed here, then they'll get a confirmation message and the world will be saved for another 108 minutes. However, if they were to not type it incorrectly, then they would see a failure message and the world would come to an end, okay? You don't have to program all that part. Just all we want to do is print the string to the screen in a text block. Okay, as a bonus, I want you to figure out how to change out the text blocks text that are here at the very top. This is typically used to represent the page you're currently on within the application, and then the smaller text above it is used to represent the application name itself. And these are optional. These can be deleted. They can be set by you. We didn't cover this, but as a small bonus, see if you can figure out how to change those. It's pretty simple. Okay, so there's nothing here that we haven't already covered. Granted, we didn't cover this specific scenario, but that's what you're getting paid the big bucks to do, okay? So see if you can figure it out on your own, and we'll see you in the next video. Thank you.